Okay, gentlemen, we're continuing the sugya of Simcha. We're discussing the issue, the expression Shom, the sound in the Mordechai, Ein Shom Rikud Tifuach Tzok. What it means in that place, it means at that time. We said yesterday in Aftermina, simple after me, what happens if in that particular place there's no recourse, no dancing now, but there's going to be this meal and all the dance will take place later on. Is the Mordechai need to be mocked even in that case or not? That's what how he started. And I threw in something else which I'm not sure if it's correct. I said what'll happen in a situation in which there's a big hall, there's a chuppah room, and then there is a room where there's a dining room, where there's a meal and all the dancing takes place. So, we already saw yesterday that in Agos Ashri, a shayla about eating with the mishamshim. May a person eat in a different room within the same building? Assume that if one may not, so then the question would be, so I presented it yesterday, may a person go into a chuppah if in the same hall at a later time they'll be dancing, you know, in the same building, down the hall they'll be dancing and eating, would that be permissible or not? In other words, if one takes this sheet that ain't shown me at that time, of course it would even to be in the same place for the meal as if the meal hasn't started yet. According to the other side, it's prohibited to be in the place where the meal and the dancing will take place in an hour from now. I can't even be there an hour before. So what will happen if I'm going to be in the hall, in the room A in the building, which will have nothing? But in room B, there will be the meal and the music in an hour from now. You put together the chumrah that you can't eat with the mishamshim with this gemara that we're saying now, that you can't. The Ein Shom means in that particular place. So if we take what that Gosh Hashi is saying, like asking the Shamshim, is defining Shom as the whole building. So perhaps you should be mocked even in that situation. That's what I said yesterday. After the Shia, I wasn't sure if we should go that far. I'm not so sure if we have to go that far. In other words, if it's the same time as there's a meal and dancing going on in room A, I can't be eating in room B. But if it's a different time and a different room together, both apply, maybe we can be make a little call to the Stata Makra. I'm not sure. Okay, that's issue number one. What does it say? What do they mean in the Mordechai Ein Shom? Now let's go back to the Rosh itself, which is the main text for today. In Simon Mem Beis. Please turn. We'll read it again. We already have to read it a second time. Kasei Rabbi Yehuda Bar Barcelona. Keep the name in mind because you have to try to figure out what's going on by tracing the names to the different sources where they're found. Yesh Nogesh Nefnasa B'Sof Yubayz Kodesh L'Beis HaKupa V'Shmo HaBrachas O'Levaker HaVolo L'Achila V'Yesh HaMachmir Yesh HaNefnasa B'Klau. That's a dispute. Okay? A dispute. So there's one day that's Mekil. What's the case? Again, what is the case that we're talking about? The coming to the Beis HaKupa V'Shmo HaBrachas O'Levaker HaVolo L'Achila. What do they mean? What's the Makilin? Yesh Nogim. What are they talking about? They're talking about a case in which you go into the hall. This is the hall. There's only one room that's at all. There's a chuppah now. There'll be a meal with dancing later on. And you go in now for the chuppah. Here the brachas. Is that what the Matir and Matir? Well, no. Maybe they're only Matir if they're in a different place. Because they're in a different place. That's right. Go to Ramban. Last line. Ramban al Kosav should also be called Shom Klau. All of you can simply say, what does it mean, Shom? What does that mean? What does he say? Again, what's the case? Someone gets to go into the room where all the dancing is going to take place. Where the dancing is taking place later, or not. He's not for everything. Maybe it's not for even if it's in a different room. The Kitzer, we want to know what it, he quotes the review about going on today, and the Ramban says Oster. The presumably the Ramban is saying Oster to confirm that the sheet of the Machmirim in the 2 days of the Ria Barcelona. So what exactly is the case? What's the case that they're fighting about? Let's take a look in the Ramban itself to get a little bit of a better picture. Okay, please. The Ramban is on page Kuf Tzadiches. The Ramban's expression over here is as follows. Very beginning of the page. Osur li karnes the Beit HaSimcha Amru. You can't even walk in. Bein lachila, bein li karnesham. Okay, now let's catch this now. B'shah shem asukim b'mizmote chosu v'kala. She'ein avelus b'mokom simcha. And he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. V'lechle b'sukkah, v'lechle b'sukkah. What do you mean? It's two separate things. It's achila and it's simcha. We shouldn't say that the only happiness in life is eating. That's not what that says. It's two different things. It's eating. Yes, you're both. There's life beyond eating. And aside from the eating, there's such a thing called being happy. They're not identical. They're not identical. So that's the Rambam. Now, the truth is, the Raya of the Ramban is somewhat problematic. All the Ramban prove is that eating and happiness are not identical. Right? But you can have this, it's a concept of chlechzi over and above the label. Right? That he proves, no question. You can't argue the Ramban, that's a proof positive. But he does not prove that it's possible to achieve the level of simcha, which is high enough that us the Pravelus in the absence of achilus. That he didn't prove. Yet he did prove that there exists simcha beyond achilus. That's yes. But he didn't prove that he can attain the simcha without an achilus. So, okay, but they can argue, quibble with the Ramban's proof. Fine. But you get the impression from this whole Ramban, it's Kuf Tzadiches, that the Shaila is, can you go into a place, Vishah, it's listen, Vishah Shem Asukim B'mizmot Dechot and V'kal. Now, what exactly are the words, what, none of this, what do the words mean? Mizmote chos of the kala. What the word means? Who knows what it means? Yes?
Coke.
Right. The Rashi in Chagiga. I'm not sure what it means. Maybe, just maybe, it's the kind of like the juggling that we some of us experience. Because you look carefully in the Rashi in Chagiga, the lero mizmote chos of the kala. Some of the word mizmote is so often mentioned in the context of music and dancing and singing. You get the impression that if you wouldn't know the Rashi Chagiga, that mizmote is the man. That's what people, I think even people quote that as context. But if you look technically, it means you see it. Now without the level of Roya Masakarlis in this world. So that if you see it, it's a kind of a juggling or other kinds of, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, this and a band is even a bigger level of simcha. So we throw it together, and it's multi-chos of the kala of the band. They're sort of mentioned together in the same breath, and for a good reason, although they're not exactly the same term. Yes, the Ramban gives you an impression that the dispute that's being discussed over here is at the time of the achila and the mizmotin. However, at an earlier time, the Ramban didn't say that it was awesome. Didn't say it was us. He said, you're not to walk into the room, Bishah, Shem Asusim, and Mizmot Echot. This is the Ramban said. Now let's go back to the Rush for a moment. So what happened over here? It's supposed to 2 days, and they're reviewed our Barcelona. Right? Some say they go in, the Shema Brachos of the Vakeh, below the Achila, and some don't go in, and the Ramban said, it's us. But what did he say is us? It's us, sir, we know. Likonet Sham, Shamay doesn't need, you can't go into the room ever. Shami, you can't go into the room. The Ramban writes explicitly, Bishah, Shem Asugim Rizvot Echos Vekala. So that's a dispute. A dispute which is the Ramban resolved the Chumrah in the 2 days in the Ria Barcelona. And can you be in the room at the time of the peak of joy when there's dancing and music and juggling and all kinds of eating, all these things? That's the impression which I received from the Ramban himself. So now an interesting question. What about, but apparently to go into a different place, all you have there is the brachas, nothing else. No one ever asked it. No one ever asked it. Yeah, the Ramban asked it. V'lo nosan tam l'dovar. So I guess in the Mordechai. Didn't give a reason for it. We'll get to it. Obviously, the reason. Didn't give a reason. Didn't want to let, I don't know. Didn't give a reason. What, they asked for a reason? What's going to happen over there? I'm not telling you. What do you mean v'lo nosan tam l'dovar? They didn't ask him. Ask him, I'll tell you. No one bothered asking the Rebbe at Charlotte. They couldn't give an answer. That's the passage. Oh. So I have an knowledge, let's assume for the moment against the Ravan who didn't give any reason. We'll assume that we pass against that Ravan. So it should come out that to go into a place where all there is a chuppah, nothing else, just a brook, nothing else. Zero else, nothing. Should be mutter l'chol ha'day, again, except for the Ravan. It's mutter according to both days of the Greek of Barcelona, mutter according to the Ramban, because all he asked is b'shar shema s'chum b'mitzvot d'chol z'vakal. That seems to be the consensus view against the Ravan being the exception. It's so far that young. Are we with me so far? So now I have this $64,000 question. What the course was $64,000. Which is, can you go into a chuppah b'zman hazeh? That's the sham. Can you go into a chuppah b'zman hazeh? Let's say the extreme case. The chuppah is in one building, and the meal's in another building. It's not so rare. It happens. The chuppah's in one building, and the meal's in another building. Yeah? Oh, okay. Sure. That's exact. The chuppah's outside. That's very common. It's outside the building. But they used to have it there. They used to go to the chuppah's Beit HaKnesses. The chuppah's outside. Now, this idea there are more Tachav Kippah and Shemayim. There may be the chuppah's outside. That's a school for a large family. Very nice. Choch Be'a Shemayim Lerol, we just read last Shabbat. So it's I want to know. What's it? What's my shaila about to say? What do you say? When we prove it's what the called everybody except for the Ravan? Yes? Oh, so that's exactly my question. Because the man hazeh, we cannot say that the there's a solemn chuppah, it's completely solemn. Everyone is just standing this straight, and the chosid comes in, and the kala comes in, and the rav says a bracha, and then they finish the ksuba, and the shevra, and never walked out. That we said when it's mutter, except for the ravan. But that's not how it works with man hazeh. With man hazeh, they escort in with a band, and they escort out with a band, and escort out usually with some dancing also. What's the difference? This is what I don't know. I'm explaining to you what my shayla is. To characterize this place, whether they're outside the street, or maybe in a different building, or in a shul, it's going to be, as a makom simcha, is difficult to do. The base of simcha, very hard. Because this is not a base of simcha. This is an outdoor area where the wedding may take place, or in a shul where the wedding takes place. Except that they have, the chassid kala are escorted out to the certain tunes, which will come to later, the nature of those tunes may be different. And they're escorted out with some music and dancing for a few minutes until they get out of the room on the way to the yichud. But you try to characterize the entire area as a base of simcha. Because it's not a base of yichud for simcha. Not yichud for achila, not yichud for mitzvot, not yichud for bands or for dancing, not yichud for that. It happens. So someone will go to do a dance in a place and if they can't walk into that Dalai Lama, someone's dancing. So it has to be a base of simcha. Something which is miyuchah. Here, it's not miyuchah for dancing, it's miyuchah for a chuppah. Except, a few minutes they dance till they cross the kala, get from the chuppah till outside the room on the way to the yichud. I'm not so sure this is included in the Easter of base of simcha. I'm not sure. Yes. I don't hear what you're saying. I understand.
It's part of the program.
I agree with that. Part of the program. Okay. Nonetheless, it's not clear to me that this would be in the category of a Beis HaSimcha. Yes, Ellie. Okay. Again, I hear everybody saying. I'm still not sure. I'm not convinced either way. Yes. Well, that's a good point, but I'm not sure that's true either. I don't know. It's a good question, and I haven't been able looking together that we've shown him to settle this completely in my mind. I don't know. Let's go to the Ravan. Lonas and Talmud Dover. Well, what does that mean? He didn't give a reason, but there has to be some reason. I think I know what the reason is. The Ravan was a brisker. And the Ravan said, look, there need not be any singing, dancing, clapping. These are all gestures of joy which are expressed by individuals, which are called simcha. But the briskers teach us that there's some things which are intrinsically simcha. The Alpi Allah, they call, you can sit there with a sour face and cry right through it. Alpi Zin, it's called simcha. And what is that? Nisuin, marriage. A marriage, I don't care if it's today, if you start to cry, it doesn't make a difference. Alpi Allah, a marriage is called a simcha, the ultimate simcha. And the Ravan said, I don't care if nothing's going on, everyone's crying and everyone's standing still and there's no music and no dancing and no nothing. It's a simcha be'etzem. Be'etzem. I think that's the Ravan. Agav, without going into all the process, it's to make a brief maramachim for you. The Dake Moshe, the Kotin Beis, has a cash against the Beis Yosef, who quotes the Hakos Maimini, who said it's mutter to go into Beis HaMishta. But in reality, he quotes the Maram, you don't go into the Brachot, right, to the cool of the Brachot only, if you saw in the Mordechai. So if you look in the footnote, Chof Aleph, he says the Hakos Maimini, a lot of Hakos Maimini. He doesn't quote many Hakos Maimini. And you shouldn't, he wasn't referring to that particular part, he's referring to him. To the smart, I mean the top. Again, I don't want to go into all the problem right now. Just be aware there's an interesting discussion of what the Dake Moshe had to say. Let's go back to the Mordechai tough Sadiyal, but we left off yesterday. Please turn tough Sadiyal. If someone could give me a ride to our channel on modern day chuppah, I'd like to see it or hear it. Again, seems to me a good svar to say that it's not a base of Mishnah. It's not, even though it's part of the program, as Tani says, that the dance out, the chos and kala out, that's really a very secondary part of what's going on over there. So maybe we can just stop the hook. So now we go back to my original question. So I thought that she is the same building, does that make it automatically also according to the Ramban? If you combine it with the Shamshim? Or maybe not. We have two very important questions over here. Yeah, that's the same room. It's the same room. It might still be Muslim. We just decided, we try to prove from the hemship of the Ria Barcelona with the Ramban, with the tourists, it's the same thing. That they're fighting and you go into the room while the dancing is going on. But going there when the dancing is not going on, they all agree except for the Ramban. The Ramban answers that. Yes.
Dancing will take place later in this room, then
it
should be
us
from that.
Okay, good. So we'll accept it. We'll accept that it's mutter to go into a room, even if it's going to be dancing in an hour from now, there's a set of tables to dance an hour from now. Right now, it's mutter. Everyone, I think, agrees with you, except for the Ravan. So maybe what you're saying is as follows. Oh, I think this is maybe you're driving it. Maybe what you're saying is that even if you take the stricter view, and that the dancing is part of the program will render the room into a Beis HaMishteh, a Beis HaRikud, from the moment that he puts his foot down and they break the glass to Kibbutz Mazel Tov. But until that time, it should be Mutal Chaladeis. So even the most strict point of view, except for the Ravan, could concede that you can be there until, just make sure you run out before they break the glass and start that the band strikes up. I haven't yet discussed the tunes with them on the way down. We'll come to that. But we can get out of that we can overcome that hurdle. You're suggesting a good point that even if you take the strip of you, that it is a bias of Yuchel to recruit him, but only after they start to recruit him. So therefore, the start to be make to leave just before they strike up the man. Good point. Well taken. Let's go back into the Mordechai top study hour. Towards the end, says Rabbeinu Tuvia, Hayom Machmir al Avos Shlo Bikon Lechol Bechupa Toflamit Ki Im Hamishamshim. He holds against that Gosh. It's Musar to eat with the Mishamshim. And what do you mean Mishamshim? I think that all Rabbeinu Tuvia means is a source that Gosh Ashi rejected. That Gosh Ashi's expression we saw yesterday was quote Vafilu Becheder Acher Shalom Bemakom Hakupa. In other words, in a different room. The Mishamshim, you know, the upstairs, downstairs, they ate in the back, they ate in the kitchen, they ate in some different room of the building. But that's obviously not the Malkum, so much of the Malkum Simcha, it's more of a Malkum of Avoda. So therefore, that would be a Sad Lahakal according to the Rabbeinu Tuvia, but not according to the Hagolah Toshim. That's the Machlokos HaPoskim. I've seen at weddings that they have an Avelim table. You see that? An Avelim table. Outside of the room. It's because there are 500 people in a hall, and there are 10 people sitting at a table right outside the door, an Avelim table. So the Chora is based upon this Kula of Rabbeinu Tuvia. I don't know Mishamshim there. You don't even Mishamshim. The luck of Mishamshim. It means, Imam Mishamshim is just a code word for saying a different room outside the main hall. Now you could argue that the Mishamshim were in some corner, you know, who knows how far away they were from the where the action is. And where this door, where this Avelim table, someone's right outside. I was going to the wedding, and I was right outside, the door was open. You had, you know, 500 people in a room, and 10 people sitting at a table with, you know, the big door wide open. They could see right into everything. I mean, if you wouldn't know better, you'd think it's almost like the same hall, but no, it was a different room, where the walls this way, but they could see right through. You know, how far are you going to push the envelope over here? But that's what I saw. I don't know. But that's what I think Rabbeinu Tuvia is saying. Fine. Now, interesting question comes up. That Darkei Moshe, the Cotton Bay's star, says, you know how we define what's considered the Mokum, which we have to be a Machmer on? Wherever you say Shat Simcha B'mona. We're not going into the problem. Where do you say Shat Simcha B'mona? But that's the determination. So this is an interesting halachic, you know, it's a halachic definition. Not to say it's in the same room, it's in a different room. No. The definition is, well, would you or would you not say Shasimcha B'mona when you bench? Is it close enough to the center of the action, or is it not? That's the dark emotion over here. Footnote Bay's star. Close to the Kolbo. Lola Lecho Bechasana Afilu HaMishamshin Bolso Bayis Afo Bayis Ache B'moch Mashen B'moch Hashem Simcha B'mono. Close to the base of the Smak. He opened the Chumash Gagos Hashi. But in a different building, literally a different building here outside, a different building, you wouldn't share Simcha B'mono. You're not eat there. Okay? This is what it says. You have to literally outside, close to the Gagos Hashi, out of the building, a different building. So it appears. Okay. Now the base goes to something very interesting in the name of the Ma'aril. We have to talk about this. This is a very important halacha. Cost of the Chumas Ma'aril to the base goes. The Balbris, the Loyal, Mutar, the Konas, the Suda, the Yomster Shalahemu. Yomster Shalahem. Yomster Shalahem. Interesting expression. In the base goes, we follow the Ma'aril. We found its way in Ichus Tishabov. Topkus Nuntes. Yomster Shalah. Who remember what it was? Amazing thing. What happened? Your picture is a nitcha. You make a bris and about bris can eat. Yom Tov Shalom. So they made certain different expressions of my real Yom Tov Shalom. And he found over here Yom Tov Shalom. He put the two together. He passed back to my real. What's this all about? Yom Tov Shalom? Here's your question. And what about the Rabbanei Shalom's Yom Tov? Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Both are Yom Tov. I would say. So, are the laws of Avelut relaxed because it's Yontif? So we'll have to discuss later, but the Pashas says no. that the Averus applies, not Averus of Shiva, but Averus of Shloshi Yud Beis Kosher, which is discussing how we apply even on Yatsin the Pasha. You're a lachas of Shulchan Aruch. About the novel does this, it doesn't do this. You may know from your own experience, you've seen a novel, perhaps won't go hakopis, you won't go around with the lulav, you know, these things. Yontif Shalom, Yontif of Klal Yisrael. Let's just say Yontif, so what? What's the real driving at? What's it driving at? So Dr. Moshe says he doesn't like the Maril too much. He says he wants to make a pshar with the Maril. What's the pshar with the Maril? Well, within 30 days, he doesn't want to accept it. If you are 30 days on an email, this he's willing to accept. That's Dr. Moshe's cut and give him. What's that all about? What's that all about? This is the din. And that's what he writes in the Shulchan Aruch also, this day. And he calls a minig, not to eat at any shum through the Shiva Olam outside of his house. Forget it, 12 months. Nothing. So, let's get to that minig. How far does this minig go of nothing? Unclear exactly how far this minig goes. So look at the Shulchan Aruch, please open up, please. Shin Sad Yalav Siv Beis. When there are more, right? Certain coolers he has. Haminik shel olecho b'shem suda ba'olam kol yu beis kodesh shel chutz mi'beis. Finished. So how far does it extend? Because he quotes certain leniencies which we find in the Ramah himself and in various poskim, and the question is, these leniencies, do they succeed? Are they accepted even in the face of this minhag of the Ramah or not? For example, there's a sudashal dogim at the Ramah, not dogim, dogim, which the Ramah speaks about at the end of the siman. So there are paz right? Nope. The Ramah was saying at the end of the siman, there's a minute to eat lecho b'ol to suda shel dogim shosu nachar nisuin because they don't taste the siman. So that's medina. But in the haga, even that's not allowed. So is there any suda which survives the minute of the Ramah? Well, everything's up. That's the question. Now, it's interesting, the Gilyan Marashah has a whole list of various sudas which are considered sudas mitzvah. Because Ramah makes the sudas mitzvah before we got to the minute. Sudas mitzvah, the last bit, Simcha Mutzal Dekonka, Pidyan Aben, Ritzmila, right? So he has certain coolers. And some say Ritzmila is also, but some say Ritzmila is also. But then there's the minute. What's the din? Before we get to the minute, what's the din? A whole series of Chanukah Davayis. Is that a Sudas Mitzvah? What is it then? Yeah, we can go to a whole list of various possibilities. Now, the Dabba Merevava, on the word, Bishum Sudah Ba'olah, he's going on those very words, says, see him as Sech is different. And by Mitzvah is like a see him as Sech. It's clear to the Dabba Merevava, he's saying, that even when the Ramah closed the doors, they all simcha sarasa, there's an exception. The exception is a seal in the bar mitzvah. That's what the even the court of the minute. That's what the Dogon Merevavah said. Why? Talmud Torah is different. The Talmud Torah is unique. The Mishnah Berurah and Tav Reish Namach Tes, the beginning of the Shimcha Torah is there. It's Duda and even Rabbah's allowed to go. So see him at Torah. This is against some of the other Mepharshim on the side. The Beit Lechem Yehuda, for example, says no. You can't go into a seam according to our meaning. Only the Messiah. The Messiah, then it's okay. Yeah. But it can't. The dog, obviously, the dog of the Rebbe disagrees. That's what to do with bar mitzvah. But you're also bar mitzvah. Everyone's bar mitzvah, but they're also bar mitzvah the same day. That's not there. That's incredible. So therefore, obviously, he's learning that not only if you're the Messiah, or the bar mitzvah can come, but others can come as well. I think we pass from Allah like the dog of Merivava. The Bach is more mass for the Bachus and the Port of the Vinegar Ramot, even the Messiah can't eat it for the Sus. So there's different extremes. Okay. Now, as far as coming into the Brachus is concerned, the Mechaber Sid Gimel, the Konet L'chupa Shalom B'Shas Achila, the Shvoa Brachus, Yesh Matirim V'Yesh Olshin, Ela Omer L'chutz L'Bayis, the Shvoa Brachus. Avalo Yikonet D'Ramo, L'Bayis L'Bayis Klal, B'Shoa Sh'om D'Mishabim B'Zmot Echot L'Vekala. Okay, no, so what happened over here? The Age of Korban. Age of Korban. The Shita that you can go in, the sheet that you can go in, from his mouth, they cross the collar, and just, as long as you don't eat there, forget it. Forget it. That's no. That's out. What about the chuppah, said the Rambam? When they make it the shul, all you have to do is brachas. Eis of silcha klal, multipua, achano rikud, mutter, but the yesh on trim, the Chaynirali. Goodbye. He follows the Ravan. He follows the Ravan. Can you imagine that? And there are Makomash and Machmirim. The Ovel is almost call you Beit Kodesh. Chutzah Beit Zeknes. It's not a small brother. Let him walk into the room. Wow. So there are more quotes a minute to be Machmir. A minute to be Machmir, like the Ravan, not to be in the room. Not to be in the room. Is there an exception? Yes. If you are what they call an Unterfuhrer, that they have two people taking the chosen down the aisle, whatever that aisle is, whatever, down to the chuppah, that's okay. What if you have a bridge? But the Yochel of Varech, Birchas, Erisin, V'Nisuin. I'm not sure what that means. Is it Mesadik Yidushin, Erisin? What means Nisuin? There could be seven different people making, they're going to get any one of the seven. So it sounds like, it's not exactly clear. Then they get a special dispensation. A special dispensation. Fine. So yeah, something very interesting. Some say use the Meshamshin, and some say no. But when he quotes the Heter, Loyal Mak Masimba Khan did bias Acher. Yes, also, even by bias Acher? Maybe the word bias means Cheder, as we find in Shas, bias means Cheder sometimes. But here, bias Acher, I thought we got to sustain that it's out of the house. Everybody reads this Muslim. You know, it's still from the Mono, it's still from the Ramon. So that's a little strange to me, the word bias Acher over here. No? Yes, also, even bias Acher. So I have a problem. And then comes the Ramon with this unheard of thing, comes out of nowhere. Not in the base Yosef, and it's not in dark emotion, it comes from left field. Left field. Where it comes from? A minig, he says, you don't go in. Even to Meshamesh, you don't go anywhere. But, although Meshamesh Shom im Yirteh, the Ochel Bebeto, in Asher Shochelom and Asudah. A whole different story now. Now they're looking up with a new din. A new din. What's a new din? That a person who normally is not allowed to even walk in, we said, right? 2 days. Where Mappi can't even walk in there. Says there are more. If you walk in there to do a job, then it's okay. This is the famous job you've seen around, you know. All kinds of things. It's called feather bedding. They create jobs so that someone can walk into a wedding. It's all based upon this drama. We don't know where it comes from. Again, I repeat, I didn't see it, not in the base area, not in the dark emotion, not any previous source. I don't know it. No, again. Now, frankly, if you look carefully at the words that Ramos we have it, you get an impression that he wasn't not going to go into the wedding hall. He says, you can't even go in to the Meshamshin. Even that's not allowed. So for that, you want to be do some kind of a job, you go to the Cheder Meshamshin. The Meshamshin are working, and you're working, you can go into the Cheder Meshamshin. But to go into the actual hall, to give out the Petula, or the Yamaka, or whatever, they create some good job for you. The seating card. You know, that could be the Ramon ever was mad at that at all, even with it. He's only, because he's only, you look in the fine print, he's only going on what came before, about the Cheder HaMeshamshim. Even that's the oldest answer. But for that, if you're a mishamish, then it's okay. That's a simple reading of the Rambam. Of course, it's been a very abused hefer. We'll get to that a little bit later. Okay. Now, let's, yes. He wants to be there. Right, not even. It's only a hefer to stand there, but I'm saying, I'd rather. It's only, if you look at the print, it's only being mounted to the east of Knesset, the base of the Shamshim. Something's about to be the piece to the main hall. Yes. So you, yeah, but what kind of waiter? There's different kinds of waiters. Some waiters are dishing out portions in the kitchen. There is matzah. But what if you're a waiter going to walk into the main dining room and they're dancing and singing, you know, they're going to be just saying, could be there almost even matzah that. Just look at the words. And you can't go back to the source. Let's do what the Ramban said, what Tosfos said, what the Rosh said, what the I don't know any source for this except for the Hagos, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramo. Unless you can find an earlier source. The Chaim Noah can mean what? We don't eat, says, right? We don't eat with the Mishamshin. Rather, we say what? You give me Mishamish Shom. If you return, you eat at home. What does Shom refer to? That's the key. Other Shom. The word Shom is the key word. What does Shom mean? The Cheder HaMishamshim, or even with the main wedding hall? How do you read it? You can't really go back to any earlier sources. How did you read it, Rabbi Osa? How do you read the word Shom? Does Shom mean anywhere you want in the hall, including in the middle of the dance floor? Or Shom means only in the Imam HaMishamshim room? No, how do you read it? I'm not telling the truth. How do you read it? I assume you read it. So how do you read it? Okay, so let me read it again, and we come back, let's take a poll, let's take a vote. What does Ramah mean? Not so clear. Okay, Rabosa, let's go to discuss a little bit, some further points before we go on in the Shulchan Aruch. We have to go through the whole Shulchan Aruch again, from the beginning to the end. It's an important sinner. You have to go through the whole thing. But let's, before we get to that, there's an important Ritva I have to see. The Ritva says that why did Asa to go into the Birchas, say the Birchas Chasanim, and go into the Chuppah, the mitzvah. Don't we try to do mitzvahs on both sides? We try to do mitzvahs, the big mitzvah, you Samech Chas and the Kalas, go in there, you should make your presence felt and known. So why don't we go? It's a mitzvah. So the Ritva explains why you don't do it. Ein mitzvah zu mutelas olam she'ein avelas simcha klal, which means sure you have to do a mitzvah, but this mitzvah is not incumbent upon you. So I say, what do you see the implication? If the mitzvah would have been mutelas upon you, there'd be some grounds to be naked to go into a beis simcha. Oh, now we can begin to understand some of the coolers that are found, which we'll discuss as we go. For example, the Marashdam said that if a brother, Reuben, is getting married, but Nebuch, they lost, that the parents passed away. The Shimon and Levi, they're all Navelas, right? They lost the father. So Shimon and Levi can come to the wedding. If brother's getting married, Nebuch, they have no father, they can come. My high, what's this? So here may be the answer. Not a person is invited to a wedding. Not mutal on him. Not his obligation. Someone else is, by the way. But a brother, you have an obligation to help out your brother. I mean, the Hashem is Acham Gam Yachad. You have to help out your brother. You have to go to the wedding so that you can be Sameach with your brother. So if it's Mutelas Olav, then the issue doesn't apply. The whole basis is Ein Mutelas Olav. That's a small which the Sefer Divrei Sofrim suggests. Before we go back to this discussion, I want to just throw in a side point, which I think is very important. Sif Aleph, which we sort of overlooked it, I think it's a good way to enter into the subject of music, which we have to talk about. Sif Aleph says, Ovel Osa B'Simcha B'Tichach Lo Yikach Tino B'Cheiko Kol Shiva Shemi Ovel Adet Skok. But in the 7 days of Avelos, the person, they shouldn't hold a baby because it comes Adet Skok. So I saw that there are posts who say, based upon this din, that music is Osa B'Simcha. The music is a Simcha. So It doesn't. I always say, I saw this first in Rabbi I in Rabbi Feld to say, according to Rabbi Shem. So I used to say, I just kavaldik. No problem. We'll say, all velocity of the simchos music, fine. How long? Kol Shiva. I'll make it to you. Okay? Kol Shiva will say that the music is awesome, right? And the equivalent of that would be Tisha B'Av, perhaps, you know, in the Gudan earlier. And beyond that, should be Moshe, because of the Farish Mechmet. Rabbi Malcolm Shabasa. You're based on this din. There's a Farish in the Shulchan Aruch Tzav. Kol Shiva. Now, Rabbosai, that music should be included here is problematic. Where does it say so? So the resource of quotes from the Chochmas Adam, Kuf Samach Vav Beis. But there, Rabbosai, it's talking about a Suda of Shloshim, and here we're talking about Shiva, but without any kind of Suda. More than that, the statement of the resource says it's clear that not only is live music awesome, but tape music is also awesome. How would you know? I don't know, even if Rabbi Yosef Karo meant it, didn't have tape music. So as far as my first cash concern against the Rabbi Moshe, who was quoted by Rabbi Felder, he has a nice terrace. That's a different term. I can see it. It's a very nice terrace. He has, what's it all in his simon? In this simon? This simon is all about Shloshim. So why the first thing about Kol Shiva? Here's an interesting answer, he says. It's also Kol Shiva, Shema Yavol Adei Tzko. Because it's only a Shema, they prohibited it only for a week. Had it been a Vade Vode Skol, it would have been prohibited for a whole month. And who was the Nami? Shar Mine Simcha. Okay. The Kash is no Kash. But still, the Dim that I said before, I think it's still accurate. In the same, again, the Divrei Sofrim, he has over here, in the Emek Dover, just cousin Kuf Samach Tet. Those who have it, please open up. He talks. Okay, get the right page number for those who have. Page top raised dollar in the statement. It says, Nigulim ha'ma'orim hesped u'b'chi v'nei ein mokom lefa. Shoo! Baruch Hashem for that. It was a dirge. It's playing tap. If I have levaya or something like that, I'm getting out of here. Tap. Getting out of here. So if it's a very mournful tune, the Maram Shik is Matirit. Okay? Okay? So that's cool that he quotes. That he quotes. Seems to me, however, that it's not just a mournful tune. It's any tune which is not intended to arouse emotions of ecstasy, of joy and dancing and that kind of stuff, but rather that we call, we heard about it on Friday from somebody, Vikas. Four or five records already called Dvekas. So, I mean, it must be a good business. So, the Dvekas means that the Gunim of Dvekas are very slow Nigunim, which are emotional and they are plaintive and could lead someone to cry. People have been known to cry for some of the tunes from Dvekas. And these kinds of tunes, the Chorah Shri Mutter, he doesn't quite say it over here, but I did see such a similar idea in an interesting Kuntz called Nidei Gavriel, a whole book of over 100 pages on this issue of going into weddings during Avelis. On page 100, some page or other, I forgot, we'll get to it later, he says it's Musa. He says, music, this kind of music of the Vekas, the Kenegunim, is not included in the prohibition. Here, the very thought for him, who's so meticulous, says, well, if you go into a room and it's dancing there, close your ears. I saw he said, put in cotton. I'm like, I'm not kidding around. Put cotton in your ears. I don't know. Next time I see a guy in a wedding with a cotton, maybe he's an available. There's an earache. I don't know. He does say that the Ein of a Skavein, even if it's a gracia, it's mutter, he didn't do a maita. The Yisra is walking into the room. And he quotes the Maram Shik, the Yisra is Mishim Kvodo Shomeis. Who knows? It's not a scavenger to the music. If he's right, everyone knows why he's there. He's the Rav Masada Kiddushin. Everyone knows he's not coming here to hear a band. He's coming here to see the Kiddushin. He's allowed to stay. If that's being the case, you'd be allowed to stay for the whole thing. In other words, the whole chuppah. You're going in there, and you do this to the Kiddushin. And you know at a certain point the band's going to strike up. We mentioned earlier. You don't have to run out in the middle. Called it a svar. there are certain rabbanim I've seen who literally run out in the middle. They take care of the wedding and then they run out the door. By the time the band strikes up, they're literally out the door. What we're saying here, maybe it wouldn't be required. Again, Erev HaShulchan in Shin Tzadi Aleph Sifu Days, I think it is, says that a band is a kavachomer from the mitzvot or from the juggling. You see clearly, there's no issue of music per se. It's an issue of simcha. And if it's slow niggin, it doesn't have to be Dr. Churban niggin. It's not a slow niggin. It should be okay. Kain and Nirali, with all the ramifications for other areas as well. Now, as far as taste music is concerned, it seems to me, what kind of simcha this? Like, people have tapes going all the time. Not just, what, let me depress a little. Mitzvah Gadol, yes, the simcha tamid. So he considered, he puts the tapes going all the time, so it should be the simcha tamid. But the passion is a distraction. It's a big simcha. And if someone is strumming a guitar, and things slow to go in, it's not a big simcha. If it's fasting, we may also be a big simcha. It's not the kind of a meal or of a chosn or of a kal or anything. I don't find any classical source for shiddur itself. I know the achron say itself. I mean, the recent achron. But I didn't see it anywhere. Really, I see fine. What's the first source of this music? Not with a chosn, not with a kal, not with a meal, just about music. Who said it itself? You'll find me the first source. Okay, you have a whole other time for tomorrow. The earliest source of music is up. Okay, let's go back. We mentioned just yesterday the rush of Simon Manbei is close to Hetzes in the Masechus Smachas of Yigiru Bo Chaveiro. What does that mean? It goes back to the ritual we said before. If it's Mitzvah Mutelus Olav, then it's a Kulas. You have to come. Yigiru Bo Chaveiro means, what do you mean you're not going to come? You absolutely have to come. Right? The Rosh says in Simon Nun Aleph in a different context. Yigiru Bo Chaveiro means Leichimanu. So like it's an east of Gomez to an east of Skorov, of the Shayara, of Pearson, of Simcha. So they say, you have to come with us. As a matter of fact, the Bialach has Hakan the Poskim didn't mention this Kula of Yigiru Bo Chaveiro. But he quotes this, it's a Pesach Lamed Kus on the Lamed Minhagim that we have. But Mutela Tala. Oh. Fine. Now I have an interesting question. I say I didn't agree with this person. Maybe I made a mistake. Let's go back to Simchas Mereyes for the moment. Let's get off Chasmas. We'll come back to that later. Go back to Simchas Mereyes, how the sugya began. What is it, Mereyes? So people invite one another. Correct? Reuben invites Shimon. Shimon invites Reuben. Or Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda are all inviting each other once a month to come to a Malava Malk. Right? That's what we saw. Okay. That's a problem. That's awesome. That's a Puranus. Fine. I have a question. I have two questions. Let me start with my first question. We find an incredible chumrah here on both sides, which doesn't come from anywhere for Shas. It comes from the Rif. Very early chumrah. We don't know where it comes from. Puranusa, we say in the Gemara, Puranusa is mutter toshlosh. Correct? Before Shigamar. What's Purnusa mean? Payback time. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. The Reuben, Shimon, Levi invited. And then Yehuda is Nebuch and Avelus. So he has to invite Reuben, Shimon, Levi back. Payback time. Even within the Shloshim of Yehuda. Amazing thing. Zot the Shulchanar from the Rift. But if it's other than the Emo, it's also Yud-based coach. Yud-based coach, as far as everything we ever learned is concerned, is that. Is no more chamur than shloshim. Yud Beis Kodesh is an extension of shloshim, a little bit extra for parents. But that Yud Beis Kodesh for a parent should be more chamur than shloshim for another relative? How can you say such a thing? Where did it come from? It's interesting. The Dogo Merivava right over here is another important Dogo Merivava. Take a look over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Open up the Shulchan Aruch, please. Shulchan Aruch says in the Ramot, says in Siv Bei, Chaburas mitzvah called Shemasi Yosef Yisomah V'shem Shemayim V'lo Yelchol Shem Yisbat La Maisa Mutal Yach HaShloshim HaVotok Shloshim Oto V'chol Sudas Mitzvah Shebaola. That's what it says in the Ramot. That's in the Torah from the right. We saw it in the Rosh Yosef Simen Mem Bei. Says the Dogon Nerevava. Mashma afilu b'shar krovin. Okay? Even by shar krovin. B'shar. Afilu b'shar krovin. It's also tol shlosh. Okay? The famous and the raven. Fine. Fine. Ba'bach lo pirishkein. The Bach says no. The Bach says no. What does the Bach say? That the hefter of Sudas Mitzvah does apply to Shah Krovim even within 30 days. And when it says the Ramah, not Mitzvah of Aviva within 30 days. This is such a new Torah. We don't understand what's going on over here. Whoever heard the thing? We know that there's a Parish of Rosh, the Furish, I think in Menchet, black or white, that within 30 days there's no difference at all between Ovav and Emo and Shah Krovim. Back in the Bach say what he says. To make matters worse, the dog of the Rebbe thinks the Bach is right. Well, it's not a Shita Tiyotah. And he has a proof for it. Take a look at the dog of the Rebbe. Mucha kapirish Bach. Kirish limon kava chomer. Uma to this Mereyan of Puranusa. She'os to be Ovav, Ema tof Yubayt Kodesh, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mutta b'shak krovim tof Lamed, Mefurish Gemara. Zeh she'mutta b'Ovav, Ema tof Yubayt Kodesh, Eino din, she'mutta b'shak krovim tof Lamed, Iron Clad Kava Chaim. Lavish, tight. The problem is, we don't understand the first thing. Why in heaven's name should it be that Puranusa, which is Mutta for Shakrova within 30, should be us for a parent 12 months? That's the Pella. That's a Bach's fault. That's the dog of the. We don't understand the whole thing. It's all based on something which we don't grasp. Why should it be that way? How can it be that way? The Yud Beis Kodesh is more common than Lavish. It's only an extension. How can it be? What's that Puranusa? What's Puranusa? Well, you got to pay back. Just imagine that I have to pay back, so I can give him a Chal Shabbat to pay back somebody. Can he trace? What kind of business? You mean Matzah Yisra Avelis because you have to pay back? Doesn't sound very kosher to me. What's that they're paying back? Somebody, after all, they you know, he hosted me, so I have to go. So what if he hosts you and then he marries a non-Jewish woman? I have to go because he hosted me. And then, what kind of business is this? Because he hosts you, he's nice to you, you have to buy an Easter Gomer of Avelis? What's going on here? What's Pshat is then for us? What do you say Pshat? What's Pshat? Yeah? I'm going to
point out that if you already had a couple of other parties, you're paying that for less info. So at the beginning, when you first invite somebody,
like, who says that, Lashon? Ramban. Okay, let's open up. I'd like to see the Lashon. No, who can find it for me? What page is this? Okay. So, page one. Kuf Sadi Zayin. You are quoting a line which says, "Afal tisha ochlam v'sholtzim v'smeichas ein ba simcha kol kach kimo sheish b'chupas chatsanin." That he does say. That he does say. So Mark is saying that's what Tzari means over here. Not just a big simcha, just to pay back. Perhaps. Huh? Not a simcha. It's a simcha. So he's saying it's. Take a look at Rashi, for example. What did Rashi say? How did Rashi say famous Gemara on Chav Beis and the Beis? An interesting Rashi. It's a strange, it doesn't quite say you have Lord Mark. Look at what did Rashi say? Purunutza, Shemishan, Lam Suda, Shanatala, Yikas, Alta, She'ef Shiloh, Shiloh, Shalom. Right? And what is E.F. Shiloh, Shiloh, Shabbat? You don't come on Saturday, you don't come on Monday. Let me hear what's the cool E.F. Shiloh. Yes, I can't walk the shul. I can drive the shul. What is it? A new cool EF shalom. What's going on over here? EF shalom. That's not quite your word, no? It's hard to fit your word into the words of Rashi. But maybe really we can, in the following sense. This is a pshat, I both say. Something which I must do, I'm forced into doing it, so by definition, is not all that much simple. I have to do it. It's an obligation upon me. I don't have a choice in the matter. There's not that much simcha. I may be happy. Not considered al pidin to be an act of simcha if I feel myself, I have to do it. I have to do it. I have to call your shubach, call your guna, right around. But yeah, you can't praise it, you can't cry it, you can't criticize it. He's doing it. He has no choice but to do it. So I want to take the following story. If this is correct, that the reason why it's because you have no choice, quote unquote, when you have no choice, it's a societal pressure. What do you mean? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, so they invite you, you have to invite back. But maybe I'll make the following suggestion, interesting suggestion, which has some sociology behind. People, in general, are very sensitive to the myth of Kibbutz Aveh. I've seen it, you know, it's in the world. Someone says, you know, I'm going to help my brother. Sugar helping his brother. That's the brother for. That's no reason to help their brother. I'm going to help my father and my mother, especially my mother. Oh, I understand. Yeah, the mother, yeah. No, don't say, what are you going to do? What are you going to help your mother for? Come on, let's go play, let's go this. No. Yeah, it's been ingrained in the society of mankind. It's part of the fifth commandment. You have to respect theirs. Even everyone, every society understands it. So perhaps the child is solved. The distinction between Abba Ve'ima going to the Shofarah based on the rib, it's not in the Chomer HaAvelus, that's the HaAvelus is based Kodesh by a parent, it's more Chomer than Shloshim by a brother, Chas V'Sholom, Cholila, it's more Kal, if anything. But it goes to the root of the Yeshua. Here the person who has to look his friends in the face, and their salivary glands are already waiting for the delicious meal that his wife makes every month, and they love it so much, and they can't, what do you mean you're an Avelis? What do you mean? We want that rib steak that your wife makes every month that we used to on a monthly shower. What do you mean? He Epsha. Here could be the difference. If you lost a brother, like he Epsha. Not a brother. Just only a brother. If you lost a parent, evidence stands. A person who loses a parent, he's in a different category. You can't be expected to perform social obligations, to pay back social debts. He's an Avelis. Plunged into the avails of a parent. And therefore, everyone understands it, he's not in the category of the Yeshua. That could be the distinction. If this is the case, the Dagon of Vav is Kavachoma, the Pircha. His whole assumption is the fact that you can go back for a Nusa by Shah Krovim, Toch Shloshim, but not Avimo, Toch Yud Beis Kodesh, proves that the Avelis of your Beis Kodesh, your parent is more chomer than the lamed of a brother. Chas v'shalom. Then it's more cow. And the whole chumrah here, where Perlusa wouldn't apply, is a social statement. Because the whole Yavsha wouldn't apply in this kind of a case. That's my suggestion. Yes, sir.
I found the written Ritva.
The Ritva. Let's open up the Ritva.
You said we combined the two pages.
Let's open up. What page? What column? Page Resh Beis. Okay, Reish Aleph. Let's take a look. Reish Aleph, yes. Okay. What does he say? Purunusak shakol the sharach havei amas ish yomo v'les be'simcha kule hai. Les be'simcha kule hai.
And you combine it with Gam Yeshua.
Right, okay. You can't just come back next month. Okay, so the Ritva says that. Why? That might be the reason, based upon the maybe linked to the Rashi. Why not? Not the way you suggest. Well, you know, it's old hat. Maybe it's blessed to be simple because you have to do it. When you have to do something, maybe the Rashi and the Ritva are really saying the same thing, perhaps. Okay, I just wanted to bring this to your attention. Let's now go back, Rabotai, to this very interesting point with the Sefer Divrei Torah, which I wasn't sure was correct, okay? But I guess we'll just end with this. Whoa. What happens to be invited to a friend's house without this understanding of back and forth? Give me the case. Reuven about Shimon, Shimon about two. They get alternate weeks. Or they have four people that alternate 4 weeks. But some can Reuven invite Shimon to his house when one of them is in a veil. Mr. Shaila, Allah come on night. They Reuven invite Shimon to a house and eat together. Or Reuven invite Shimon and Levi to a house and eat together with no expectation of a return invitation. What would you thought? What's the reason? Yeah? The Bach didn't say. The Bach said you can't invite or be invited. The Taz quoted the Bach in the Siman about Shel Hashem. Correct. We'll have to get to that. Good point. But let's leave out Shel Hashem for the moment. Let's say we're going to overcome Shel Hashem. I'll give you an example of what we're overcoming. According to the way we paskin, there's no need for Shel Hashem on Shabbos. I'm not sure what the Shel Hashem is. Is it the invitation Shel Hashem or is it the attendance Shel Hashem? Don't go on Shabbos. You know, Shabbos Parshas Reishis, and Shabbos Parshas Noach. It's all on Shabbos. So there's no need for Shel Hashem. So we'll take care of that. What do you want to say, Tom? Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, so I thought like Tommy. I was Mechavim to the Shirley Meshit. I thought that's exactly how we do so. If it's something hard to both of us, says we're both wrong. Okay, what can we do? We have to bow our head. He says, only us are Arisusa means Reuben invites Shimon or Shimon and Levi with the expectation in advance that there'll be a return invitation. That's what called Sudas Mareas, called around and around. But Stam, Reuben invites Shimon or Shimon and Levi without any expectation of a return invite. Who said that's called Sudas Mareas? Wow. The Ritzor from Sivkot and Yud Aleph. How does he know? Who's the source? Who is the source? There is no source. He said it on his own. There's a double portion. There's not the Sudas Mareas in which the Gemara speaks. Maybe he's Medayek from Rashi, I thought. What did Rashi say? Sudas Mareas, right? Shosim Reim Ahuvim Zeim Zeh. Frankly, I thought, as the Charlemagne of Shalita said, no. All Rashi means, all the Gemara means, is to the Lafuke Peronusa. But everything else you can have the status of Ari Susa. See, quotes over here in the Amek Dover on the bottom, Os Lamed, a possible deek from the Ritva, possibly. We'll end with this, we'll continue with Mr. Shem tomorrow. Let's just end with this last point. Quotes over here. The Ritva says, your Ritva, the less for Simcha Kulehai, Gami Eshelish Hosa. They're two separate slurs. So, what's the big deal about Arisusa? Shema Skila Vadikla Shushusa Vishus Kazoke Chol Vachavero Lalos Kimosa Vizahosar Ad Lamed Vishahosin Simcha Yaseira. He wants to be Medayik from the Lashon of the Ritva. It's only Arisusa's us if it's a woe. You know why he's so happy? There's more to count. Yeah. Oh, Gavaldic. There's such Gavaldic, I don't know, state. And you know what? And there's more to come. Because this is, you know, an understanding. That happens, this is the first of a series of 2, 3, 4, 5. But stop, one invite would not be included. Look again, unless there's more to see if it's correct. We'll stop the emission tomorrow. We'll continue with these.